Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Girl Stop Playing, a weekly show that empowers Black women to stop playing with their potential so they can live a life that they love. I'm Coryell, your favorite homegirl, and I'm on a mission to help Black women make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you're willing to work. This is Girl Stop Playing. I'm your favorite homegirl, Coryell, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. You already know that I believe you can make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. Today, we have a special gentleman in the building. We got Nick Banks, a.k.a. Mr. Bank Shot, in the studio.
That was a very nice introduction. Thank you so much for that.
I didn't even say nothing about you.
It was just the way you did it, though. Oh, okay. I really like your voice.
You like the vibe.
It's your voice. Okay. I think that's what it is.
Is it giving, T-Boss?
It's giving, like Susie Carmichael as an adult.
I will Google that.
From the Rugrats, the little black girl.
Okay.
Like, that's a compliment, though.
It's a compliment.
Okay,
I'm still
Google
it to refresh my memory, and I'm going to hit you up if you insulted me.
No, not at all.
But who is Nick Banks? Tell us. Mr. Banks Shot, who are you?
Man, Nick Banks is an entertainer, a comedian, a music specialist, just a nice, easygoing guy who just likes to make everybody laugh.
Okay. He likes to make everybody laugh. Now, you are wearing your frat jacket, so obviously,
I went to college. I did go to college.
Did you finish?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the answer before I asked that. That
but
was
barely,
not a shady
though.
Question.
No. People need to know that you can still go to college and get the experience, but, you know.
And college is not for everybody. Finishing college is not for everybody. That degree on the other side is not worth it for everybody, so we all have different journeys.
I was only 0.7 credits away. I know.
That's a boy. Stop playing.
I know that.
Okay. All right. The reason I was going back to college, though, is because of the path that you've chosen in the entertainment, you know, comedy space. That is not necessarily the traditional path from college. So I wanted to find out what your initial intention was, like going to college, what you thought you would do versus, or if you knew this is what you would do versus deciding to pursue this.
I did not know what I was supposed to do as far as college went. I really only went to college because growing up, it was just like, you know, put into us that, like, you know, after high school, you're supposed to go to college and get a job. My grandma raised me, so she really wanted us to get out the house. So it was just kind of like a what else I'm going to do kind of thing. So, going to college, I knew nothing about fraternities, sororities, but I just seen a lot of the guys on campus who was just doing good things. I'm like, you know, I'm going to, you know, get to know them, and decided Alpha Phi Alpha was the right choice for me. And then I've always just been like a silly guy, like a class clown, but like the respectable kind, not the one that gets on like the teacher's nerves, but like I would make my teachers laugh and stuff. So, and a lot of my teachers were like, you have a good voice, like go to school for radio and this and the third. I'm like, okay, cool. So that's what I went for communications, not even knowing that it would transition into what I do now. But it worked out because I get booked for like a lot of step show gigs, a lot of Greek events, so everything just kind of just...
It worked out. So what led you away from college?
Nothing led me away from college. I went to a small Division III school at first called Heidelberg College in Ohio. Played football, didn't like it. I was going to go back home and do barber school. My grandma was like, look, if you ain't out the house by the time college goes back, you got to go get your own spot. So I had to get an apartment. I was at home trying to work and do community college. Had to stop doing community college. Then I'm like, you know, I want to go back to school. Went back for a semester. They're like, yo, here go this $4,500 bill for your classes. Didn't have it. Joined the military. Got the money from them. Paid them off. Then I went to Ohio University. And then I did 3 years there. But yeah, just felt a one credit short of completing. And then I was doing it once I left. I had, but you can only do like part-time was like, I think, 9 credits. So I had to take like 3 or 4 classes, but I had a job that I was working as well. One of them had to give. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to hold off on that. So.
And you are definitely still working in communications with what you with what you are doing now.
Correct.
What does your grandmother think about what you're doing now?
Oh, she hated it at first because she didn't really understand. Like, you know, a lot of older people feel like you got to have a job in order to have
to be serious and professional.
Right. And a lot of my content when I first started out was crazy. It was wild. And my aunt would snitch on me because she had a Facebook. My grandma didn't have a Facebook, but she would tell my grandma like what I was doing on there. But she's very supportive now of what I do. She's never came to a show. That's like one of my goals, though, is to be able to get her to a show. But she's so like, nah, I don't want to be a part of that. So I don't know. We'll see.
So what does your style of comedy look like, or what is like your avenue? Because I feel like social media definitely gave us another platform, another way to showcase your talent. And that, for a lot of people, took off and transitioned into, you know, television and movies. But there are people who make very good money doing strictly social media and aren't touring and doing all of the things. So where do you find yourself? Like, what do you feel like your lane is?
So I'm a parody writer.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic, are you familiar?
Am I?
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
I'm the black Weird Al.
Yeah. Are you an 80s baby? Because that is a very 90s Weird Al. Okay, okay.
I was born in 88.
Oh my God, you're still very young.
That's not true. I'll be 36 this year. That is a lot of life.
That's a lot of life.
That is.
It is, okay.
But yeah, Weird Al Yankovic, that's what I do like on social media. But in person, I'm very like relaxed and chill. Dave Chappelle, when he tells his jokes, he's not very old. Dave was very loud, but he's very chill. He's like a storyteller. That's kind of like my dynamic. I'm not going to be loud and in your face. And I try to stay away from doing parodies on stage just because I want to give people a different experience than what they see on social media. You know what I mean?
I want to go back to the military thing real quick. Did you get married while you was in the military?
I did not get married when I was in the military.
How did you not? Isn't that just like a thing?
Yeah, but that's just to get extra money.
I mean, I know why y'all be doing
that. Yeah, but
you
like,
didn't need the money that bad.
I mean, nah, not that bad. I mean, so the person I was dating at the time, she was actually in the military as well. Mm-hmm. So it could have, but we were both in college at the same time. So it was just like, nah, we're not trying to do all that. So
got you. What's your current relationship status?
I am just dating right now. Just, you know, getting a feel for.
Okay,
know.
That was kind of hesitant. So I have a question, but I'm gonna.
No, that wasn't.
We're gonna be respectful with the question. It's a this or that, either or question, because
okay.
A lot of the relationship content on social media is usually approached from a negative way, and or it's meant to be divisive. So I just have a general question about your personal preference based on some of like these relationship rules that people spread in the social media streets. So as a single man living here in Atlanta, as a non-married man, because I feel like you're not single, and you were considering options at 36 years old. 36 soon.
35 and a half right now.
Okay, 35. Are you an October baby? When's your birthday?
August.
Okay.
I'm a Leo.
Mm-hmm. Unmarried man dating in 2024, and you have two women that you're courting. One of the women has a small child, let's say 3 years old. She is very nurturing, very caring, lets you lead. I won't say submissive, but she lets you lead.
Right.
She doesn't challenge you a whole lot. She's agreeable, but she has this small child. Versus the corporate baddie who is childless, has all the time and the money and the resources, but you can't tell her anything.
The one with the child is the father, like, is he in jail? Because that depends. Like, if he's not around, then that changes the
dynamic.
He's
an active father.
He's active? Okay. Okay. I mean, this benefits and negatives to both. I feel like as long as the active father situation, as long as he's comfortable with another man being around, that's, you know, that's okay. Me personally, I'd rather date a woman who doesn't have children, though, because I don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if the corporate baddie is telling me what to do and bossing me around, I mean, I might enjoy that just a little bit. It might be a little fun. Might, you know, be able to play into it. But I do like the dynamic of somebody allowing me to lead, but it's not coming off as like submissive. Like it's like agreeable. That's a very good question. But I'm gonna hang my hat on the no kid.
I love that you said that because, I mean, I definitely expected you to say I'll take the mother. Because she's going to let me lead. I feel like that is what social media will have you believe, that guarantee every man is going to pick this submissive woman. And that is not what is the most important thing to every man.
Not at all.
And you even said I might have a little fun with that, with her bossing you around. I didn't even say she was going to boss you around. I just said she wasn't going to, she was going to ask you some questions. She going to challenge you. She ain't going to let you tell her much.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You're not turned off by that.
No, not at all.
I love that. Yeah. So do you feel like men who are opposed to that are intimidated, or do you think it's just not their type?
I just think sometimes men just want to be able to do what they want, and I think that it kind of just comes down to that. Like, I want to be able to do what I want. Don't question me about it. Don't challenge me. And it's like, nah. Like, you know, sometimes men, we ain't worth a damn. But yeah, I think it just comes down. I think it's coming down to that.
Do you find it challenging dating? Based on, like, what you do? Like, do women who you're talking
yes.
to go and be like, what is this?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, I've dated before and done the whole, like, we're going to make content together stuff. Like, never again. Because it's just...
That's really putting people in your business.
It's just really putting people in your business. And then people stop. Like, because I really pride myself in making, like, good content. Like, I'm very strategical with, like, how I do what I do. And when people start getting your personal business, it takes away from that, and they're more focused on stuff that you're not even really putting out there. Now, I did tell myself, though, like, this year, because I feel like I've been doing this for, like, 10 years now, and, like, I've never been, like, a personable person on social media. It's just, like, you're getting this content, this is it. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing no vlogs.
Didn't let them in.
Let them in, you know what I mean? Let people get to know. So that's why with the podcast start kind of coming into play. It was like, all right, I'll let people see my dynamic outside of just the videos that I do. And that's more so what I would like to do. But I just feel like that's like the goal. You date, you meet somebody, and then once you make it official, you got to make a YouTube page. And it's like, for what? Why? Do y'all even got anything that we want
to
see?
Make a YouTube.
That's what everybody do.
Do you post your, well, obviously, if you was making skits with this lady.
Oh, yeah.
In your next relationship, are you anti-posting? Or, like, do you want to keep people all the way out of your business? Or are you just not going to, like, make her a part of your skits?
Yeah, it's going to be, like, a combination. I'm gonna do her how women do men and just, like, show her hand.
Show her hand. Like, you know
shoulder.
She here, but you don't know who she is.
Or her feet. You know, if her feet is done, show her feet. Just bare minimum. Because a lot of times, men is creep. Men are creepy. They'll you know, if your woman look nice, they'll follow her, and then just follow her for months, years, until y'all split. Then they slide in the DMs, like, you know, I always thought you look like, it's just like, bro, ain't nobody.
He ain't acting right over there.
And it ain't like, yeah, you know, I see, like, no, ain't nobody
got time for that.
Nah. But I won't have it'll be a private relationship, but you'll know that I'm in a relationship. I won't be coming off as single.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you feel about dating someone who has a social media following or is doing something similar to what you're doing?
I mean, that's fine. As long as, you know, business is business, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not dating nobody who do, like, OnlyFans or nothing like that.
So is that does it matter what she's doing on OnlyFans or if she has an OnlyFans page?
Like,
hell,
it depends
no.
on what she. If you just selling feet pics,
foot pics is fine.
Foot pics is fine. You know, that's fine. But if you on there acting crazy,
what about? I heard this was a thing, and y'all little young girls tell me because I feel like Generation Z, whatever they're doing, they are really figuring out how to capitalize off of nasty Negroes. So I have heard of creating almost like avatars or like AI versions of yourself and doing like OnlyFans. One thing about Mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sex girl operator, you know, like girl talk operator. What about something like that? If it's not her, but it's her.
I mean, even if it's her doing like, because they do like ASMR stuff. There's some women who do like a Twitch. I don't know if you're familiar. Like, they'll be on there like acting like they're like licking a guy's ear and whispering in his ear and stuff. I mean, that's fine. If you're not, I mean, I'm not going to stop you from making your money. And if that's what you do on social media, then clearly that was something that attracted me to you. So I'm not going to then be like, no, you can't do that. Because I'm also not trying to, oh, you making $10,000 a month? All right, I'm going to just give you the $10,000.
You ain't so willing you stop. To.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, make your money. It's fine.
Okay, listen, non-traditional man in the building. You are not subscribing to, I saw one of your videos, and we're going to talk about something else that's non-traditional, but you are not subscribing to the typical, this is what you have to be in order for a man to want you, in order for, you know, a man to see you as worthy or see you as a wife, you have to be X, Y, Z. And I think a lot of times we make it seem very cookie cutter. You have to have this, 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 and this. You have to act this way. You have to show up in this way. You have to be feminine and be agreeable. And he's like, no, we can argue a little bit. Like, you can boss me around just a little bit. I might have a little fun with that. It's somebody for everybody.
Somebody for everybody. And the more true you are about who you are, you'll
the closer you're going to get to that person. Mm-hmm. You made a video saying that your black card could potentially be revoked because of your preferences with women.
Yes, I love breasts. I love breasts. And a lot of black men
Where was I even going with this?
I'm not too traditional. I don't know. I feel like a lot of men like
butt. Like a titty man thing, right?
That was my Halloween costume. I was titty man. He was like a superhero, you know.
So is that a preference or is it a mandatory, is it a requirement?
No. I've had relationships with women who were not blessed with a chest. But they didn't have no butt either. It was just like, I like you, you're pretty, and you got a good personality. We click, but you know, titties is fun. I don't know if you ever played with any.
I did not have any until I had children, so don't know anything about this.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they just fun. Like, it's just
something to do.
It's okay. A good time, yeah. So. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody got
everybody preference. Has their preferences. Exactly. I just thought it was funny that you know that this is not a typical.
Oh yeah, absolutely not.
Your black card.
Absolutely not.
So with your shows that you're doing, these are stand-up shows?
Correct.
How in the world do you get your nerves up to get in front of strangers and hope that they think that you're funny?
Well, a lot of the times, it's a set payment.
So you don't care if they think that
you're
funny.
Don't give a damn. The check done cleared before I got on stage, so hey, we good to go. But no, a lot of practice. I still get anxious before every show.
Okay.
Because you never know how shows are gonna go. You get in front, and I don't roast. Like, I don't talk about people in the crowd.
I'm not talking about people in the front row.
No. Because you never know what people got going on in their life. And if they come into a show to kind of get away from their problems, you come and just make them the butt of the joke. It's kind of like, damn. Now, there are clever ways you can do it without offending nobody. But I just have actual jokes that I would love to tell instead of trying to ruin somebody's day. And it might not even work. You might say something and it backfire. It might be somebody who really know how to roast. Now, your ass is the joke. And now you just up there looking stupid. So, I get nervous, anxious before every show, but once your name gets called and you go up there, it's kind of just like, what you got to lose?
You're here now. With the recent, I was about to say rapper beef, but it seems like rapper beef. With the recent comedy beef, where are you sitting with that as a comedian and just a black man? Because I feel like the narrative is, and I was talking specifically about Cat Williams, Monique, and then all of the other comedians who kind of tapped in based on their interviews on Club Shay Shay. So part of the take was, well, you know, black people are the only ones that are publicly bashing each other. And, you know, Monique shouldn't have said anything because she's a black woman, and Kat shouldn't have said anything because he's a black man. So are you on that side, or are you on the truth tellers should, you know, speak their truth side?
I'm on the side of I can't wait to get to that point because they got a lot of money. And I just feel like that's like a spot you get to in your career where you're able to get on certain platforms and be able to talk a little bit. I'm fine with both sides. You should be able to tell your truth, but also some things maybe shouldn't be said. I don't know. I rock with Shannon Sharp. I've never met him personally, but I like the show. Mm-hmm. It just lately it's been like, you know, after Cat Williams, it's just been comedian after comedian after comedian, and it's like, are you like searching for that next big blow up or somebody saying something that you wasn't expecting them to say? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Definitely tell your truth, but just make sure it's the truth.
But just make sure it's the truth.
That's that part.
I think the fact checkers, I mean,
I don't know, because I seen how DL responded to Monique, and, you know, we don't really know. You're going to comments and try to figure out exactly who's right, who's wrong, people in there like, no, he lying, or no, he telling the truth, because I know. Like,
so I saw a clip yesterday of, and I don't know from when this was, it was way back when Steve Harvey's show, Monique was on the Steve Harvey show, and she was saying, you know, well, I haven't done anything wrong, Steve. You know, they doing all of this, and I haven't done anything wrong. All I did was tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And his response was, we black people, we can't tell the truth.
Right.
You know, you have to be willing to accept the consequences that come along with telling the truth, which we saw the consequences. She was literally blackballed. And until this interview, nobody really, I don't think, heard her full side of the story. Mm-hmm. Everybody just said, well, why is she complaining? And, you know, she's talking too much. So I definitely think that, I don't know. I think that people should have the opportunity to
That's tough.
Speak their truth, but are you willing to put your career on the line to do so?
I am. I mean, if I can, I don't have to have everybody like me. If I got a nice selective group of people that are fans of my work and support me whatever I do, and I can, you know, make a living off of that, I don't need everybody. I don't need everybody. I'd rather pass away and know that I was a real person than be out here just dancing for folks just because I'm trying to make sure that I got money lined up for generations and generations. Like, my family ain't have money growing up. So why my kids ain't got to work hard? They should have to work hard too, because I did. I ain't about to just leave a hole. No, y'all got to get out here and get in the mud
too. Earn it.
You got to earn it.
So speaking of earning it, for anyone who's interested in content creation, or just developing themselves as a personality, what is your advice in 2024 when the algorithm be acting a fool? Like, what is your advice for someone who literally is just wanting to get started?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Go get a job. Go to work. Don't do it. It's stressful out here. It's tough. Every day is tough.
We need sound effects for dreams shattering.
No, I mean, do it. I mean, find your lane. Don't get discouraged. Don't compare yourself to other people. Like, oh, I'm talented. Why are they there? I'm not there. Like, you got to just keep doing it. If you look at all the greats, even like somebody like Steve Harvey, he's been doing it for 20-plus years. Everybody got to put their work in. They say, like, even, like, comedians don't really catch their break until they're, like, 40s or something like that. You know what I mean? So that's just one avenue. But, like, don't get discouraged. Do it. Don't worry about the quality's good. don't try to be perfect the first time you do it. Just get out there and do it. Start, and then as you start, you'll be able to see what you're missing, what you're messing up on, correct it. Your fans and audience are going to love to see the growth. Oh, I remember when you was doing, you know, songs in the kitchen, and now you got your own studio. They're going to love it. So just do it, you know what I mean? But be smart with it. Don't quit your job based off of emotions. Or don't quit your job if you ain't got no talent. Make sure you got some type of talent.
How do you know if you have talent, though? Because some people would say that, you know, Country Wayne, mm-hmm. in the comments from his interview with Club Shay Shay, so many people are like, but he ain't even funny. And this man is making however many $100,000 a month off of Facebook alone because mm-hmm. somebody thinks he's funny.
Right.
So how do you know if you got talent? Because
if you got a nice following, and if you selling out shows, I mean,
but
that
you gotta start somewhere before you have a following.
Yeah, that's true. I think you just know. I think even you probably see other people's podcasts and be like, you're not even like that.
Yeah, but that person didn't know that is the point. That's what I'm saying. Do you think that you would know if I was trash? Do you think that I would know that I'm trash?
I feel like you. Man, that's a good question. I feel like you have to know that you trash. I feel like you have to know.
Why would you be doing it then?
Because it's still somebody who rock with it. It's a lot of comedians who I don't think is funny.
It's a lot of singers and rappers who everybody's like, they can't rap. They ain't even, you know.
But they're making money. Because you got a fan base. You got people that like that. And they'll let you know. I feel like the people who like you will let you know that they like you. And as long as you got the people in the comments telling you that you're doing good and your numbers are increasing and you got engagement, then you not trash.
But you could be trash also because JJ Icefish was out here.
That's the difference, though.
What's the difference? Well,
like, we're laughing at him.
That's a lane. Being laughed at is a lane. Doing something stupid, getting people to laugh at you.
So is he trash or is he?
I mean, he was. He has a trash voice. He was trash at singing, but it was entertaining.
But he's good at being trash.
Yeah.
So you're not trash. You're good at it.
You're good at being trash.
You're good at being trash. Listen,
so there's a lane for you.
There's a lane for everybody.
So uncrack the dreams, because you was just
okay, like, uncrack the dreams. Even people that don't know how to cook, you see the recipes that people do where they just making any type of concoction and putting whatever ingredients together. Viral. Because they can't cook.
Mm-hmm.
But you're good at not cooking.
Yeah. You're good at being a bad cook.
Yes.
Okay, so last question. I want to know 2024, if there was a, well, two-part question. If there was a, no, I'm going to just say one part. If there was a Kings of Comedy tour in 2024, a new lineup of four people, who would you want to see, personally, you? Not who are the best comedians of all time, but just like whose show, four people, would you want to go to?
A four-person lineup where I'm a buy the ticket as soon as it drop at midnight.
Gotta be there.
Ooh, it could be any comics?
No, not dead or alive.
Only alive. Yeah, right?
Yep, anybody.
All right, number one, Mike Epps. Mike Epps got to be on there. That's a good question. Number two, we're going my homeboy Tyler Chronicles.
Okay.
Dog Tyler Chronicles, very underrated, very hilarious. He be writing for your favorite comic. Damn, man, it's tough, man. Ronnie Jordan, I'm gonna give Ronnie Jordan the nod as well.
Okay.
And last but not least, I'm trying to think of somebody who got the social media lane that can kind of do both. I don't know. I'm going to throw a wild card in there. I'm going to go Andrew Schultz.
Who?
Andrew Schultz. You don't know who Andrew Schultz is?
I'm going to Google this now.
I don't think he's white, but he's like, he's Jewish. He's Jewish.
White. Is that
white? Yeah, I mean.
Don't cancel me. I don't know.
I love everybody. I love everybody. It doesn't matter what
you're. Equal opportunity. Okay.
Yes, but he's
Andrew
hilarious.
Schultz.
Yeah.
Okay, he's hilarious.
He's very funny. He's like, he can go out the country and he's going to do his research on exactly what's going on in your country, and he's going to be able to have like a good.
A customized comic. Okay.
Very custom.
Very diverse lineup. I got some people I definitely gotta Google and gotta look up. Yeah, but for the people who want to come see you,
yes,
look right here in this camera and let them know. I know you have different shows and stuff, so I don't know what day this is when y'all are watching this. So where can they find you to get more info?
Well, I do have a show tomorrow, but you guys probably won't be able to make it by this. But April 18th, I will be headlining at Uptown Comedy Quarter here in Atlanta, Georgia. I also have an event coming up in the DR. So you can come to my page at Mr. Bankshot on Instagram, Facebook, all over the place to get more information about that. It's actually like the first ever international Greek picnic, MPHC vibes, this and the third, first one ever. They got me hosting it. Nice. And yeah, everything else you can check on my website, MrBankshot.com. It'll be updated with tour dates and all of that.
All right, y'all. Make sure you check him out. If you are Greek, it sounds like DR is the place to be. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the channel. And if you are listening to this on Apple, leave your girl a 5-star review. If it ain't 5 stars, keep it to yourself. Catch you on the next episode. So if you made it this far, I just know you loved that episode. Well, what you did not know is that we recorded it right here in ATL at Elevate Studios. Yes, your girl has her own studio, y'all, and it's not just for me. I'm opening it up for you too. So if you have a podcast, if you are a vlogger, a YouTuber, or a content creator, and you are looking for a professional studio to record your content, or you want to hire me and my team to fully produce your content, make sure you check out the show notes below or log on to elevateagency.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.